South Korea is the latest country to suspend or reduce import tariffs in an effort to curb food price inflation. Later this month, the Korean government will implement a zero-duty tariff rate quota, or TRQ, on imported pork. Jessica Spreitzer, U.S. Meat Export Federation Director of Trade Analysis, has more details in this USMEF report.
We've had the announcement from the South Korean government that they would be establishing a duty-free TRQ for pork imports. So the U.S. has duty-free access for chilled and frozen pork through the Corus Free Trade Agreement that was implemented in 2012. And some of the other main suppliers like Chile and the EU also have duty-free access through their FTAs. But with our FTA, we are ahead of the schedule that Canada has through their FTA with Korea. So while the U.S. is already duty-free on chilled and frozen pork, Canada still is subject to duties on some chilled pork items. So 8.6% duties in 2022 compared to duty-free access for the U.S. And for other suppliers without any FTAs, so that would apply to Mexico and Brazil, there's a 25% duty on frozen pork and a 22.5% duty on chilled pork. Brazil's access is limited to just the state of Santa Catarina because of the FMD free without vaccination status of that state. So far we've seen pretty limited exports from Brazil, less than 1% market share in 2021 for frozen pork imports, but this could open up a new opportunity for them to gain some share.
Although U.S. pork will not benefit from this specific action, USMEF is encouraged by recent reductions in tariff rates.
You know, overall we do see this as more of a positive trend with countries taking these steps to do what they can to curb inflation on the consumer side. Tariffs add complications for international trade, so reducing tariffs is a positive overall.
For more, please visit USMEF.org. For the U.S. Meat Export Federation, I'm Joe Sheely.